I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Now that fall is on the horizon, so is something else. San Francisco's Fleet Week. KCBS's Megan Goldsby joining me live in the news center with more.
Yeah, preparations underway for an amazing air show with jets zipping overhead and booming across the Bay Area skies. And a somewhat less speedy fan favorite, that would be a giant commercial United Airlines jet.
We are very excited that they're bringing back the 777 once again. It's truly such a crowd pleaser. I mean, if you haven't seen it personally, that's one you have to get out to Marina Green to see this year.
Mary Breen speaks for the Airshow Network, which produces the San Francisco Fleet Week Airshow presented by United, which just renewed its sponsorship with the Airshow. Also, after the government shutdown grounded the Blue Angels last year.
Blue Angels are coming back. They're headlining the weekend. They're going to be putting on the wonderful showcase that they are known for. With their six F-18s flying over the bay.
Yeah, it's a sound you can hear for miles and miles and miles. And to many people in the Bay Area, it means that fall is really here. Fleet Week scheduled for October 9th through the 11th. The reporting live in the News Center, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Thanks, Megan. Can't wait. The 12th annual Chinatown Night Out is happening next week. So many things happening here. As KCBS's David Welch tells us, it's a chance for those living in the city's densest community to interact with the people who are keeping them safe.
Mayor Lurie comes into this event with momentum behind him. Crime has fallen 20% citywide after dropping 30% the year before. But he says community events like this are still important.
What matters even more than those numbers is whether people actually feel safer.
Officers patrol Chinatown on foot, often the same ones covering the same block. Lurie says the trust that builds has already been tested.
We saw how important that trust was when seniors and other vulnerable residents faced threats and hate crimes.
The event started 12 years ago with just a handful of community groups. Now more than 20 set up alongside the SFPD's Central Station. Police Chief Derek Liu says the night asks only one thing.
Meet your neighbors and talk about how we keep this area safe.
Willie Woo Woo Wong Playground is hosting the event next Wednesday from 4 to 7. In Chinatown, David Welch, KCBS.
The California Preservation Foundation is hosting its annual Doors Open California fundraiser to give curious people an exclusive look into many of the state's historic homes and buildings. KCBS's Shannon Golden tells us from San Francisco, most of those participating sites here in the region are opening their doors this weekend.
Jonathan Haber with the nonprofit says $20 gets you access to all the participating sites that aren't typically open to the public or usually have entry fees of their own, including Bernard Maybeck's stunning Gothic-style First Church of Christ Scientist in Berkeley, Agnew's Hospital in Santa Clara.
They could go to 500 Cap Street and see the David Ireland House in San Francisco. They can go to the Paz Lilienthal House.
That's where we headed, and stepping inside the beautiful Queen Anne's Victorian in the city's Pack Heights neighborhood is like stepping back in time. Built in 1886, this stunning landmark survived the 1906 earthquake, with only a crack running up the staircase to show for it.
It also wasn't dynamited like many of the houses along Venice Avenue were to stop the fire.
Harry Young with San Francisco Heritage, which operates a home as a museum, says people often pass right by this piece of San Francisco history.
So Doors Open is a really great way to kind of elevate sites like ours that are available to visit.
In San Francisco, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
This year's National Night Out saw some fast results for East Oakland residents who had been complaining they could not park in front of their own homes due to scores of abandoned cars. Five of the most blighted blocks are now looking cleaner. KCBS's Holly Kwan with the story.
Apartment construction on the corner of 105th and International Boulevard. This is one of the blocks that saw tow trucks lining up this week. Tyler has been working this construction site for a month now.
Like absolute disgusting trash and cars everywhere and people sleeping in cars.
So people were in the cars or the abandoned cars?
Both. Every day, new cars, abandoned cars, trash cars. Yeah, it was disgusting.
Police towing over 60 abandoned or stolen cars off of five nearby blocks, giving 75-year-old Linda Wade a little relief.
No parking here for us. We're on the streets. They're working there. We're having to work. Park on the other side of East 14th. Cars have been towed, broken into.
Baby steps, she says, but it's a start to paying more attention to the neighborhood in East Oakland, Holly Kwan, KCBS.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
Congresswoman-elect Aisha Wahab was sworn in this morning, filling the seat vacated after Eric Swalwell resigned. She'll represent California's 14th district, which includes Hayward, Pleasanton, and Livermore, and parts of Dublin and Fremont. She gave KCBS a closer look at her priorities as a congresswoman.
I think there's a lot of constituents that have been waiting for a status of a Social Security check, immigration status, help them with constituency services, really set up the office and really represent the district that has gone without representation for a couple months now.
She'll be running for a full two-year term in November. Her challenger, former Dublin Mayor Melissa Hernandez, says she feels confident going into the race.
I have worked with these mayors. I have worked with police and fire. I have worked with the Board of Supervisors. And now I have some great support from Congress. So I know the district very well. And we just need to make sure we keep making those connections with our voters.
Hernandez notes that while she lost the special election, she closed what was a 20-point gap in the primary to make it a close race. The first commissioner of the Women's Professional Baseball continues to bat for equity in baseball. She's already a historic figure in Major League Baseball. KCBS's Margie Schaefer introduces us to a woman who would not take no for an answer in part one of Hardball, a look at the WPBL.
Women's Professional Baseball League Commissioner Justine Siegel started playing baseball as a child with T-ball. And when she was around 13, she got a new coach.
And he told me he didn't want me on his team, that girls play softball. I just knew that this meant I had to play forever.
She founded Baseball for All, a nonprofit dedicated to building opportunities for girls to play, coach, and lead in baseball.
It's just a different game than softball, and it's the game I love.
She was the first female coach in Major League Baseball history when she was hired by the Oakland A's to serve as a guest instructor for the club's 2015 Instructional League. Now she can tell you how a woman can be an MLB coach.
Learn Spanish, learn biomechanics. Learn statistics. You know, there's now a pathway versus, you know, my first questions when I was interviewed would be, where would I change? You know, what would the girlfriends think?
She's now the commissioner of the WPBL, the first women's professional league to launch since the dissolution of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League in 1954.
You know, I've known many of these players since they were kids because they came up through Baseball for All. It's really fun for me and full circle to have met a 13-year-old girl saying, where can I play, and then sign her as a pro player.
All the games for the inaugural season have been played in Springfield, Illinois over the past 8 weeks with four teams, the San Francisco Firebells, Boston Hunters, LA Queens, and New York Heights, removing the immediate and operational strains of cross-country travel for a brand new league.
We'll go next year into the cities that we represent. So we would do more in San Francisco for sure. What's really exciting is that we're really building our own pathway.
Tomorrow, we'll take a look at the business of women's baseball and the fan experience. Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
All right, looking forward to that. Maybe you can relate to this, that feeling like you have to be as productive as possible at all times. I know I'm impacted by this. As we learned in our daily Ask an Expert segment this morning, it's easier said than done. Here's KCBS's Atish Shaheen.
Arizona State behavioral scientist Dr. Masha Remskar said there are things we can do to work with our bodies, not against them. For example, know your chronotype.
Some people are at their cognitive best early in the mornings. Some people find early mornings incredibly difficult. That might already give you some idea, and that can be a useful starting point.
As for shifting your mind and body into gear, sunlight exposure is absolutely key when you wake up.
Still going outside, even if it's overcast or even raining, that still, in fact, does carry that signal of daylight to our bodies, so that would still be recommended.
And Dr. Remskar said if someone is stuck working a shift that's against their chronotype, they can build a resilience buffer through simple healthy habits.
The general healthy lifestyle and getting in exercise, healthy diet, and so on, all we can, and perhaps using caffeine strategically when we need to stay up, just kind of on an acute level.
Atta Shaheen, KCBS.
With school back in session and traffic on the rise, California rail officials are launching Rail Safety Month today, rolling out a fresh push to curb dangerous shortcuts and crossing accidents. KCBS's Matt Bigler got a firsthand look at rail safety on board a freight locomotive in San Jose.
Here we go. Everybody place.
The Union Pacific engine roared to life on a short but dangerous trip through downtown San Jose. Multiple times, pedestrians, likely the homeless, walked inches away from the passing locomotive.
Just a man who darted out to grab a suitcase that was right next to the tracks. So that's a pretty dicey situation. It's something that happens more frequently now that local encampments have been cleared out.
It can take a freight train up to a mile to stop, so don't take the chance.
Nancy Sheehan with Operation Lifesaver is also reminding drivers not to stop on the tracks. In fact, stay at least 15 feet away.
You got to make sure that you can completely clear the tracks before you proceed, and you cannot be any closer because trains are very wide.
In San Jose, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.